The snow-clogged town of Cordova had rain yesterday, adding pounds to the snow, increasing avalanche danger and complicating the cleanup. But a new great machine is also making things a little easier. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander has this update.
Former Cordova Mayor Tim Joyce is the new information officer for the small Prince William Sound community. The job didn't exist until the world found out about Cordova's 15 feet of snow. Joyce volunteered to answer all those media phone calls coming into City Hall. While the warmer temperatures and rain have helped somewhat, he says, it's also made all that snow a lot heavier. Joyce says residents had to be evacuated from one apartment building when the roof started to sag, jamming doors and windows. It's one of the many roofs yet to be shoveled by residents and others who've come to the town to help. Joyce says the Copper River Highway to the airport also has been closed due to high avalanche danger.
During daylight hours, people are being escorted through with police on a kind of like little convoys kind of things around the avalanche zones.
Large scoop-type shovels are expected in town by Friday. There's also a wonderful new piece of equipment that came in from Anchorage.
It's a snow melter, and it's here, and we've been working on some of the snow that we're pulling off the roads. We've got no place to put. We have like three backhoes just feeding this thing as fast as they can, and it melts the snow and turns it into water. The only thing you have to do is make sure the drains are open so it has someplace to go.
60 Alaska National Guard members have been helping state transportation, city crews, and residents dig out. Joyce sends a shout-out to the guardsmen's hometowns.
They all had jobs, and their employers let them go, you know, to be able to come down and do this. So we really want to thank those employers, wherever they might be in Alaska, to let these guys, you know, come down here to help us.
22 crew members from the Coast Guard cutter Sycamore have shoveled harbor floats, some of which had started to sink.
They've also been really good because they have six mechanics that have been assigned to us to help maintain some of our heavy equipment, you know, loaders and graders and stuff. So that's been real useful, too.
Cordova is on Orca Inlet at the base of Mount Eyak. 2 weeks ago, Joyce says, the Mount Eyak ski area was the place to be.
We had some of the best skiing probably ever in Cordova, you know, with 2 feet of powder. It was, you know, phenomenal skiing. Then last week, after our storm, we have no skiing because the chairlifts are buried.
Here's the current message from the Mount Eyak ski area hotline.
After the storm blows through, we're going to start, and it's going to take us probably about a week to dig it out, depending on how much help we get.
Mount Eyak ski area, elevation 1,230 feet, is operated by the Sheridan Alpine Association. Dave Branshaw is general manager.
We had 15 feet on the snow stake up there, but that was a week and a half ago, so it snowed quite a bit up there since then.
Branshaw says even the 30-foot O tower close to the top of the mountain is nearly buried. Mount Eyak's historical chairlift dates back to Sun Valley, Idaho's Mount Baldy, where it was first installed in 1936. It was moved to Cordova in 1974 and is one of only two single chairlifts still in operation in the U.S. The other, by the way, is in Mad River Glen, Waitsfield, Vermont, currently closed for lack of snow. Branshaw says a crew started shoveling a path to Mount Eyak's base buildings and shop yesterday. They still have to uncover the rope tow, the base of the chairlift, and midway station. Then they'll tackle the top. But first, there's the town to dig out. Branshaw says it's like a job.
Every day we're starting with a shovel plan, and we get our gear together and just head out there and keep scooping. We usually put in a solid 8 hours every day.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.